Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great, because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a community of beloved volunteers and the number of folks engaged in community serving. This morning, we have here today a couple of folks from our school district, the PTA president and a local small business owner, both engaged very deeply with the school district, Debbie Sinandra.
That's correct.
Welcome. And Frank DePalma.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for coming in. So you're both involved in the PTA. And Debbie, you're the president of the PTA for which school is it?
Blue Heron Middle School.
And Frank, what is your role at the PTA?
I'm the treasurer.
The treasurer. And Debbie, how long have you been the president at the PTA?
This is my second year, as Frank and I both joined at the same time.
And for our listeners that may or may not have students in the school, the PTA is an organization that does what, Debbie?
Well, we really consider it a way to bridge or fill any gaps that parents or teachers are finding. They have an ASB, so we don't have to worry too much about the students themselves.
And just to refresh us on acronyms, PTA is?
Parent Teacher Association.
And the ASB?
Assembled Student Body.
Associated Student Body, Assembled Student Body, okay. And is that in a volunteer organization for students or a support organizations students participate in?
It's like class president.
You know, okay.
So they raise money on their own. They do their own projects and do their own volunteering for school.
I see. And the PTA, so your focus is coming alongside the classroom and supporting what component of the educational process for the district?
Well, we do teacher grants. We do teacher appreciation, staff appreciation, and then we try to fill any gaps that we might find happening for students. So, for example, Frank was great enough to find a pool table, I think
it
was.
A pool table and a foosball table for the lunchroom, yeah.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. And how did that come up as a need for the school for you?
Actually, the student body came to us and said they had done some research and would like some support in this area, some things to do. So we came up with some ideas. And I happened to see in the paper that there was one available. And so we were able to allocate some of our budget to purchase that and bring it to the school.
Very cool. So the process of getting involved with a PTA, do you necessarily need to be a parent, Frank, at that school?
Not at all. We have volunteers from the community. We have parents, grandparents, of course, but also just community members, maybe retirees that want to get involved in the school. And there are several opportunities as far as how you can help, different events we do, and just help behind the scenes getting things done.
And Debbie, these folks that volunteer, do you have a range of opportunities that has either exposure to the student directly or things that they might be able to do from their own home? I mean, tell me about a typical PTA volunteer opportunity.
Well, the typical volunteer opportunity more so would be the Teacher Appreciation Week, bringing in food, helping us get things organized. Then there's Classified Staff Appreciation Week as well. Same idea. Direct connection with students, however, would require a volunteer application, which is a $5 fee, $5.95 fee through the school district, and you have to be approved.
I see.
So you don't have any real direct contact with students. However, our need for volunteers to be able to get things done for students is really high.
So a person listening today, if they really wanted to volunteer working with a student, they would be looking to the school district for that or organizations such as Skillmation or other partner organizations. But the PTA clearly is about bringing resources and to the classroom. So you mentioned that you're the president. Did you start as did you have another position in the PTA organization? Did you just jump in with both feet?
Well, Frank and I both jumped in with both feet, kind of an emergency basis. Unfortunately, the PTA, the year before we started, was finding they had no members. There was a lack of participation. So there was a call out basically saying, if we do not get participation, if we do not get board members, we will dissolve. And the money that we have will go back to the state. And both Frank and I and the others at that time said, no, we're gonna step up and make sure that at least we sustain.
Yes.
And so our theme wasn't to rock it, but to keep it going. And we've done that.
Well done. I mean, it's really remarkable, especially if you were saying you were at the edge of just really folding. You mentioned state funding. Tell me how the state interacts with the school district, with PTA. Is there a state? Do you have state meetings you attend as a president of the PTA? Or
yes, there are. For the PTA itself, the president and treasurer in particular, their roles, and Frank can talk more about the treasurer than I, our roles are very particular, and we do have to have special training that is required by the state PTA. Mm-hmm. We also have to have insurance and those kind of things. But the state PTA has a good framework that we can work around. As far as funding goes, there are grants and things that we could apply for. But again, we're not rocking it. We're just keeping it going.
Oh, so this sounds like a volunteer opportunity. You're saying that there's money out there at the state level that if you had someone in your PTA organization that could look for those grants and write those grant proposals, this would be bringing more currency to your organization?
Absolutely. Anyone who could do grant writing would be greatly appreciated, not just for the PTA, but for the whole school district.
You know, I really like talking about volunteer opportunities in types of buckets, whether or not it's a reoccurring opportunity or a project-based opportunity. And I think it's really a great way to get your feet wet if you have a project defined as a just a project-based. So that would be something someone could contact you. If folks are listening today and they want to reach out to you about learning how they can get involved with the PTA, what is the point of contact or who is the point of contact for that?
Well, we do have an official email address.
Yay.
That is blueheronparents@gmail.com. And we also have a website that is a little bit harder to find. Yeah. And we also have a Facebook group that's very active with parents and discussing meetings. And we post our minutes there, things like that.
Oh, that's really super. Mm-hmm. So the website is so hard to find, we don't even want to bring it up. We just say, remember. Give us that email again for someone listening for volunteering again.
blueheronparents@gmail.com.
And by the way, you don't have to be a parent to do that.
Nope. We would love more non-parents, actually.
You know, another volunteer opportunity would be we're serving 2-year terms and we're in our second year. And so we would like to be able to have not only the board officers, but also more board members at large. So I think that would be probably the easiest way to plug in, come to a couple meetings, see what they're like. If you like what we're doing, you can join the board and help making decisions and make things happen that way.
I see. And when are your board meetings?
We have them once a month. We try to stagger them depending on schedule. Sometimes they're right after drop-off in the morning, so it'll be 8:15 in the morning for an hour. And other times it's after work, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock for an hour.
And it's an hour. And this would be a good way for someone who would want to just learn more about what the school is doing as well as the parent-teacher association?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have parents and community members come in and just participate in meetings all the time without being members. So everyone's welcome, yeah.
Now, Debbie, you mentioned you've got teacher appreciation coming up, but you guys have a pretty cool fundraiser that you're working on right now.
Yes, we do. We're very excited, and it was started last year, and it went so well that we just decided we'd do it as a continual fundraiser. They are emergency preparedness kits, and they are for sale at $25 a piece. As you purchase more, the cost goes down. And they are for sale at Cherry Blossom if you aren't able to get them from the co-op on Saturdays, because we do have a table there on Saturdays.
Which sounds like another volunteer opportunity. I mean, just because, you know, I think the word board daunts people. But if you had a list of, hey, one Saturday, 4 times a year, could you sit and sell these emergency preparedness kits? Tell me about the kit, though. This is a really practical, great thing to be selling in this community. What's in the kit? Is it a, I don't know, is it a 5-gallon bucket with an emergency blanket?
Yes, it does have an emergency blanket.
Okay.
It also has a whistle. It has 3 days worth of food and water. All of the food is allergy, so that you no gluten, no peanuts, and so forth. So it's all good that way, and it's good for 5 years, I believe it is, a shelf life of 5 years.
And the price again was
$25 per kit, or if you purchase more than one, the price goes down. So two for $45, that kind of
thing. Is it in a backpack, or is it something that you would throw in the back of your car or put under your bed? Do you
they're
know
actually
more about
in
that,
plastic
Frank?
Bags, and so they're very easy to carry, and to, you can throw them in a backpack and keep them in your car, your office, your desk, at home.
So they're inserted to be part of your go bag system.
Exactly.
Or okay, so it's not the go bag itself.
Correct.
Got it. I like the fact that it's in a plastic bag, because, you know, if you're working in an office, like you said, that bottom drawer should have that emergency preparedness there as well.
And another really cool thing we're doing is you're able to purchase one for yourself and your family, and also purchase some for the school.
I was wondering about that. Tell me more about that.
And so what you're able to do is say we're going to designate two or three or four for the school, and then we'll put those kits in the school so they will be available if an emergency happens there.
We had a pretty catastrophic event when our kids were in school. They called it the inaugural storm. I'm going to date myself. And we lived one block away from the elementary school, and we had students that their parents couldn't get to them, and we ended up with 10 kids spending the night at our home. Power was out for several days, but it prompted emergency preparedness kits to be in each of the classroom after that point. So, and it's a very important part of living as we do on a peninsula that could be isolated at any time, or as in the case of a student, you know, or someone in their office who can't leave, you know, shelter in place, make sure you have these items in the place that you're sheltering. And so Cherry Blossom, you have an address for us where they're located, a crossroad reference for our listeners?
They're across from the co-op down on Kearney.
Okay.
They are open generally 11 to 5. And so the kits, we're actually also expanding that. We're trying to loop in Salish Coast. So if people would rather have their dollars go towards Salish Coast, we're starting to get them looped into this fundraiser as well.
So explain that a little bit more. So the fundraising is intended for Blue Heron Middle School, and you're expanding the outcome of those dollars to either school?
Yes. If someone wanted to go in, they can purchase the kit for Blue Heron, and Cherry Blossom puts that money into a fund for Blue Heron. But if they'd like to have the money go to Salish Coast, then they'll be able to do that. The way that we're looking at this is everybody needs to be prepared.
Absolutely.
And every kid needs to have some funding to be able to do some special things.
So. Absolutely. So yeah, that's kind of fun to talk about. What does your funding do for the classrooms? Can you give us an example of some of the classroom opportunities that have been afforded, or experiences that have been afforded by your fundraising?
Well, it's a pretty wide range. Everything from a art teacher needing some supplies to do a special program to a field trip, or maybe teacher training, things like that. So there's a whole wide variety of you know, musical instruments and things like that, that the kind of the gap between what the school can fund and what the students can do themselves.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Everybody Can, and we have on our program today Debbie Sinandre and Frank DePalma from the PTA of the Blue Heron Middle School. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to consider ways that you can get involved, whether it's a continuing opportunity from your home in some of the ways that we've been talking throughout the program, or a project-based opportunity. Debbie, the PTA meets once a month, and a person could plug in by contacting you or Frank through the Blue Heron Parents email. And then after they've done that, you would recommend they kind of check in on a board meeting or what have you. But some of the practical components of this fundraiser we've been talking about, or the parent-teacher appreciation, what are those things that volunteer might be doing to support your efforts?
Well, as Frank had talked about, having members at large so that we could have some ideas. I mean, that's one of the things, is we have quite a few people who aren't necessarily taking leads on certain projects, but they come and give us ideas of things that they think need to happen, what we could do in the future, and so forth. So that is in a very important role, as well as actually taking a lead in something like the fundraising, the teacher appreciation, the staff appreciation, or the student testing. I mean, there are roles that they could certainly play if they would like to do that.
And so what's involved with the student testing?
Student testing is actually one of the easier ones. It is. We have 3 weeks of testing at Blue Heron Middle School, and that means that a lot of times students need some energy, and that would be the food. And so we have someone go to Costco and purchase food that can be taken and given to the kids during that testing. So it's a kind of a one-time activity, but it is pretty intensive from at least our experience with what happened last year.
It's so true. You know, just that, it's just that little bit that goes a long way. The one little moment and to relieve the pressure of that, that Costco purchase. Now, the students are, so these volunteers would just be accommodating snacks. They wouldn't be sitting in on the testing or proctoring or anything like that.
That's
or after
would,
after school.
They would be going and getting the snacks from Costco. That's pretty much it. That delivery and pickup is really important because just a lot of times parents don't have the time to go get that for us. So
right, right.
If they have time, we would love to have someone volunteer for that activity.
I think, you know, that's one of the largest misconceptions about volunteering. It just doesn't take that much. Just a little bit of contribution goes a long way.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you had said when we had talked about email, many hands make light work. And
yes.
You're looking for a few more hands. In the last few moments, looking at the future of PTA, is there anything you would like our listeners to know a little bit more about goals you might have for next year? It sounds like you'd really like to flesh out more board members, but meeting needs or identifying the focus of PTA for next year. What do you have, anything we want to kind of tease out here?
Well, if anybody has ideas or has a better understanding of maybe a larger framework for PTA, we're kind of interested in understanding how that might work. I know that Chimicum School District has a broader spectrum of PTA, and so that means that they have a larger, a head board that then has representatives from each of the schools. Because currently we have a PTA for each school.
Oh, interesting.
And so it we have a lot of overlapping duties that we're doing, so we're realizing perhaps we need to actually bring that to one board and have representatives from each school.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're entertaining the idea of an umbrella entity for, would it be all three schools or
mm-hmm,
whole district?
All three schools, yeah.
That's actually a really smart idea, because then you could be really focusing one point of contact for different elements of the fundraising or the grant contributions to the classroom.
And membership. We realize there's a lot of parents that have kids in the elementary, Blue Heron, and high school.
Right.
Or Ocean or any of those. And we could decrease some of that paperwork and time.
It would really simplify the communication. I would, as a parent, really appreciate just one point of contact for all three of my kids and all three of the schools, understanding which PTA am I addressing. If it would, I'm in. Hey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate your time today and what you do. It really takes a village to raise our kids. And it's not just in the classroom, it's all the elements. And, you know, we do have a fairly needy population in terms of students that come to school without all their supplies.
Absolutely.
And it often falls on the backs of the teachers. So thank you so much for what you contribute to the classroom experience for those children, for those teachers, for our community who really benefit from the citizens that come out of this educational system. Debbie Sinandre, Frank DePalma, great community members. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day. Oh, and don't forget to get that emergency kit. It's super important.